All right, y'all. So, welcome to the free workshop, the number one way to start working from home. This workshop is going to teach you how to start a profitable and stable virtual assistant business from the comfort of your home with your babies by your side, watching them grow up, and just being able to be the present mom that you've always wanted to be. Sorry, there's an ant on my water bottle and it's distracting me. So you are in the right place if it's on your heart to leave your 9 to 5, either to leave it completely or to start a side hustle to make more income. Maybe you still love your job, but you just want to make more income on the side, then this is totally for you. This is also for you if you want to make money from home, or not even necessarily from home, but from anywhere. If you want to work from a cute coffee shop, if you want to be able to travel and work, whatever it is for you, this will make it possible. This is also for you if you need a flexible schedule. Maybe you have kiddos who you want to be able to be present for. You need to take them to doctor's appointments and not have to worry about taking time off. You want to save that time off for like a long vacation. You don't want to have to stress when they get sick and all the things. So this is for you because it allows that flexibility of you creating your own schedule. So during this workshop, I'm going to teach you the 5 P's that you need to know in order to become a successful virtual assistant and start working from home ASAP. So welcome. If you don't already know me, my name is Ariana. I quit teaching when I had my daughter, and I replaced my full-time teaching income as a virtual assistant in just 6 months. So I'm going to be teaching you exactly how you can do the same thing. Few quick fun facts about me, just so you can know a little bit more about like who you're listening to during this workshop. On the virtual assistant side of my business, I am a website and branding designer. Those are the services that I chose to specialize in. That's what lights me up. And I'm going to be diving deep into helping you figure out what's going to light you up. It's going to sound fun to you. The really beautiful part of virtual assistants is that you get to pick what sounds fun to you. So I'm a Michigander at heart. I currently live in Ohio with my daughter, my son, my husband, our 3 cats, and a German shepherd. So life's a little bit crazy, but that's the way we like it. So just a quick backstory and a peek into how I got to where I am today. I was a teacher for 3 years. I grew up always thinking that I wanted to be a teacher. That was just something that I very easily fell into. But even more than that, I knew deep in my heart that I wanted to be a mom. And I thought teaching would be a good fit for that. But once I actually got into teaching, I realized like, I can't imagine myself doing this when I have a kid. Like, I wanted to be there to witness my kiddos first. I wanted to be there to play with them and not be drained coming home from teaching all day. And I was just trying to figure out like how I could actually make that happen. So I taught for 3 years, and my last year teaching, I became pregnant with my daughter, and I just was like trying everything I could to figure out how I could stay home with her. I had tried like direct sales MLM companies, but I did that a couple years in college, never made that much money. I knew it wasn't going to be like something sustainable for me to do with her at home that would actually bring in the income I was looking for. And so my husband and I actually ended up having a conversation, and we decided that the first year of our daughter's life, I was going to take that year off of teaching with the intention to either do grocery delivery or nanny, something where I could take her with me and still make a little bit of income, but probably not nearly as much as I was making teaching. And then after that year, that first year of her life, the plan was for me to go back into the classroom and for her to be in daycare while I was there. But it's funny how God hears the dreams on our hearts. He places a lot of them there. And I ended up, the day that I went into labor, found out about the world of virtual assistants. So I heard about this and I was like, okay, what is this? Is this direct sales? I don't want to do that again. Very quickly found out it's not anything related to direct sales at all. It is your own business. You're providing services for business owners to help them like grow their business. And so I was like, okay, I've never done this before, but I can figure it out. So I just dove right in. Every time my daughter was napping or I had a spare moment, I was learning everything I could about the virtual assistant world. Within a month of learning about the virtual assistant world, I had landed my first client. Within 2 months, I was making $1,500 in monthly income. And within 6 months, I had replaced my teaching income completely. Now I consistently replace and even exceed my teaching income, working a maximum of 20 hours a week, but probably more like 15 with my now two kiddos by my side. So I just share this with you to show you that it is possible and you can absolutely do this too. Becoming a virtual assistant was so much more simple than I expected. I thought it was going to be like, it was going to take me forever to learn to figure out all the things, and it wasn't. So I absolutely know that you can figure this out as well. So let's go ahead and jump right in and walk through the five Ps that you need to have in place in order to become a profitable virtual assistant. All right, the first P of becoming a virtual assistant is your positioning. So before we do anything else, we have to determine what type of virtual assistant we want to position ourselves as. So I've got all of the services that you can offer as a VA broken down into like overarching categories, but I just want you to remember that just because a service is listed like in a specific category that you're interested in, you don't have to pick, like you don't have to do all of those services in that category. You get to pick what sounds fun and interesting and doable for you. So the first category is your administrative virtual assistant. This is like when you think of your typical secretary and the tasks that they would do, this is what an admin VA would do. So things like calendar organization, billing and invoicing, research, creating forms and spreadsheets, purchasing office supplies, scheduling appointments, bookkeeping, data entry, booking travel, purchasing gifts, that all falls under the admin VA realm. This is a very popular service for people to offer when they're first starting out as a virtual assistant because it's like pretty easy to learn. A lot of this you would just learn like on the job, and you don't need like, you don't, a lot of people feel comfortable doing this without a ton of experience. The next category is social media management, another popular one for people, especially when they're starting out, because like in this world, in this day, a lot of us are at least familiar with how to use social media for ourselves. And so it's not too hard to learn how to use it to help a business expand their reach. So as a social media manager, you can do things like managing Facebook groups, Facebook business pages, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. You can help to create and or find the graphics, write the posts or write the captions, schedule the content, respond to comments and messages, do hashtag research. That all falls into a social media manager's role. As a social media manager, you get to pick what platforms you want to specialize in. Typically, I recommend to just pick like one or two platforms that go kind of hand in hand with each other. So, for example, if you were a TikTok social media manager, those TikTok videos that you're creating for your clients could be repurposed into reels on Instagram. Okay. And then let's say, for example, you want to be just an Instagram social media manager and you're creating reels and carousels and all those things for your clients. Those can very, very easily be shared to Facebook. So it's like dual purpose, and that allows your clients to reach more people on different platforms, but you're not necessarily having to do like double duty work doing different social media posts for all the different platforms. All right. If you love writing, then copywriting virtual assistants would be probably a great fit for you. Now, this is not like copywriting as in, I don't know, copyright infringement. It is any written content that you see in a business. So if you, for example, go to a business's website and you see like their written content on their site, that is copywriting. If you get an email from a business, that's copywriting. If you even read like a long social media caption from a business, that was probably done by a really skilled copywriter. Okay. So, as a copywriter, you can do things like proofreading, editing, writing blog posts, social media captions, email content, website content. You can even ghostwrite books where your clients would give you like the general information they want in their book, and then you would be responsible for like writing it all out in a cohesive, long, more meaty manner into a book, actually. But then their name would be the one who's like on it as the author. So you just get paid to like basically put their ideas into book form. All right, next category is graphic design. As a graphic designer, you can create things like social media graphics, logos, cover photos, flyers, website banners, postcards, workbooks, presentations, photo editing, newsletters. A lot of this can be done on just a free graphic design program called Canva. If you want to like dive more into this area, you would probably want to learn how to use like Photoshop and those kinds of things, but there's so many tutorials that you can absolutely figure that out. All right, the next category is a super fun one. Did you know that you can get paid to play on Pinterest? Try saying that five times fast. So, as a Pinterest manager, you get to help create pins, write the captions for the pins, find and join group boards, schedule the pins. A lot of people think that Pinterest is a platform that you just go on to like learn about your next DIY project or find a recipe, but that is not the case. Pinterest is a visual search engine. And when people go to Pinterest, they're usually going on there to try to learn something. So this is a great place for businesses to be. And so many businesses are not utilizing Pinterest yet because they don't realize its value, or they want to do it, but they just like don't have the time. And so you could absolutely offer this as a service for them. The next category is marketing. So anything that helps a business expand their reach and reach more potential clients and customers would probably fall under the marketing virtual assistant umbrella. So things like email marketing, sales funnels, social media ads, webinar creation, which a webinar is just like a workshop like this, press releases, all of that would fall under marketing. A technical virtual assistant can do things like website design, app development, video editing, coding, podcast management. I do want to take a second here. A lot of people with website design, they think they need to know how to like code from scratch, and that is absolutely not the case anymore. Most website platforms have like drag and drop builders where you just literally like drag in an element where you want it. You click a few buttons to like customize maybe the positioning, the color, the size. You drop in your photo, you paste in your text, you do that for the whole page, and then bam, you've got a beautiful page. And you just do that a couple times for all the pages of the site. So it is absolutely not hard to learn. You don't need to be super skilled at coding. Podcast management is another one that I think people get like nervous about, like, oh, that sounds really overwhelming and scary. It's not. You can download a free program called Audacity, Audacity. You could just, record yourself talking for like 10 minutes. You could even record yourself talking to your husband for 10 minutes and then go in and practice record or practice removing the like I just did, or anytime you stutter, and just make it like sound like it really flows well together. And then you've already got that experience of editing the audio, and the rest of podcast management is just like helping to push that podcast out there to, so like posting on social media and those kinds of things. So don't feel like that's overwhelming either. I promise you it is not, and I can help you figure out how to do that. The next category I have for you is product and course creation. So virtual assistants offering these types of services might help with building and managing courses, creating PowerPoint presentations for the lessons, kind of like this here, creating landing pages for people to go and purchase the course, all of those things. Why do I have so many ants? Okay, sorry, there was an ant on my screen. So, something to think about with these different service options I just gave you is I don't want you to get too stuck in your comfort zone. I don't want you to go with something just because it sounds like something you'd be comfortable with or something easy for you to jump into, because easy doesn't necessarily mean good. It could be something that you do for a little bit and then still feel really burnt out. If you're wanting to leave your 9 to 5 because you're burnt out, I don't want you to just pick a service that sounds easy, but that doesn't actually light you up. You need to think about two things: picking a service that sounds really fun to you, and also you want to think about trying to pick a service or a couple services that businesses would be willing to outsource more money for. So, yes, it's easy to jump into the administrative virtual assistant realm, like offering those services right off the bat. But you're probably not going to be able to make as much income with that because that's really easy for them to outsource, or like they could do that themselves if they have a little bit of extra time. There's a lot of people out there who offer that service. Like you can get a position in that area, but I'm just saying it won't be as profitable of a service as something that actually helps a business reach more people, get more sales, get more clients, get more customers. Businesses are much more likely to invest a higher amount of money into a service that's actually going to help them expand their reach, not just something that you're doing to take off their plate. For example, like I said, admin work. If they're tired of doing the admin work, they could pass that off, but that's not actually like really helping them grow their business versus something like social media management that helps them, you know, reach more people on social media, podcast management. They're going to be building that trust and reaching more people via their podcast, marketing. All those things are things that businesses are actively looking for because they want to grow their business. They want to reach more people. And so they are much more willing to outsource and spend more in those areas. This makes it a lot easier for you to replace your income and also a whole lot faster. So I know what you're thinking. You're probably saying, Ariana, I don't know how to do any of these things. I don't feel qualified in any of these areas. Help. And I just want you to know that it is totally normal to feel like that. Before I started doing this, I had not done 90% of the services that I now offer for my clients. I told you guys, I taught for 3 years. I was a kindergarten teacher. I taught 5 and 6 year olds how to stand in line, how to use a glue stick, all those simple things. But I figured it out, and I know that you can too. It is not hard. It's just the best to just like dive in with 2 feet. I always say, learn on the job. That is the best way. And if you're still like kind of nervous about like picking a service that sounds fun to you, but you've never done before, I can help you and teach you how to do the service that you choose. I'm going to go more in on depth in that or about that in a little bit, but don't worry, I've got your back. So I would love for you to take a moment to share whether you're watching live, watching the replay, whatever it is. Drop in the comments and let me know which service or services do you feel confident offering right off the bat? And which service or services would you love to learn how to do? Because again, we want to pick services that are going to light us up. Now, make sure that you are answering these questions because every question that you answer throughout this workshop, you will get an entry into the giveaway that we have going on, which I will talk about at the end of this workshop. And I'm pretty sure there's like an ant crawling out of my nose. I don't know where they're coming from. My house is like pretty old, so sorry about this ant escapade, y'all. So before we jump into the next slide, I just want to make sure while y'all are typing your answers that everybody can still hear me. Okay, good. Everything's still going well. All right. So the second P of becoming a virtual assistant is your packaging. So we need to list out our services in a way that allows our clients to understand exactly what they're getting. I typically recommend creating three different package options. You want to start with like a basic package. So if you think of like your typical bronze and then silver and gold package. Your bronze is like your cheapest package. It has the least amount of services. And then each package above that has a little bit more to it, and thus you can charge more. So in each package, you're also going to list out exactly what you're going to offer with that package so your potential clients know exactly what they're getting. So, for example, if you're going into the social media management world, your like bronze package, your smallest package, could be like three social media posts a week, 5 minutes of like engaging and responding to comments on those three posting days. It could include like a 30-minute meeting with your client each month to like plan out what their content's going to be, what they have like coming like on their schedule. And then maybe your middle tier, that like silver package. If the first one was three posts a week, the second one could be like four posts a week and maybe 10 minutes of engagement on those days. And then that third package, the highest package, could be five posts a week and like maybe an hour-long meeting and 15 minutes of engagement on those days. So you see, it just builds on each other and then you get to charge more. One hot tip here is to put your biggest package first on the page. That way, they see all that first and they're like, yes, I want that. I want that. I want that. And then they see the next package and they're like, wait, but I wanted that. So they're more likely to go with that first package that they read. So if you put your biggest package there, they're more likely to go with that one. So that's just a hot tip. All right. The third P of becoming a virtual assistant is no. Where am I? Oh, nope, it's coming. Sorry, I got confused. I thought I was missing slides. So the third P of becoming a virtual assistant is your pricing. So we want to make sure that we have a really clear breakdown of our pricing for our packages. I've seen some people like not put pricing on their packages, but honestly, I feel like that's a waste of time for you because if you don't have your pricing on your packages and somebody has to book a call with you to find that out and then they can't afford you, you just wasted your time. So why not at least put like a range, at least put like starting at blank for your package pricing? That way, you know, whoever you're getting on a call with can probably afford to pay that to you. So I just don't want you guys wasting time. I really think it's a good idea to put your pricing along with your packages. Now, did you know that virtual assistants can make anywhere from $30 an hour to $100 an hour? It is totally possible. You can start out at $30 an hour. I don't recommend going lower than that. You might see some people in the virtual assistant world who charge like way less than that, and that's because they live in like another country where they're like monetary exchange, like less money is more in their country, if that makes sense. And some business owners, yes, will go with them just because they're cheaper, but a lot of business owners are looking for very high quality. And so if you position yourself as like that high quality expert, you will have no problem finding clients. Okay. And the really beautiful thing about the virtual assistant world is you get to raise your prices whenever you want. So if you land a client at one price, you're doing work for them for a little bit. When you land that next client for that service, then you can charge a little more for that client. Okay. So you get to decide when you raise your prices. There's nobody telling you when you can or when you can't. Now, spoiler alert, you don't want to work with every single person just because they're offering you money. Take this from somebody who did not follow her own advice when I first became a virtual assistant. I worked with a client who, on the discovery call, there were red flags that I was like, I don't know about this, but I just brushed it off and I was like, no, it's fine. Like, she wants to hire me, it'll be great. And so we worked together and it was a disaster. She would tell me she wanted me to do something, I would go do exactly that. She would say it was all wrong and completely change what she had told me she wanted. And it was just too much. I didn't have my boundaries very set in stone. I was trying to like please her and she wasn't pleasable. It was a whole ordeal. So I want you to think about to really dive deep and think about what type of person and what type of business you might want to serve. You don't have to get super specific at first. Like, it might start out kind of broad as maybe you just want to work with like mom-owned businesses because you have kids, you know, they would understand, like, you might have kids in the background while you're working. You could do that. Maybe you want to work with business owners in the wedding industry because you love the wedding industry. You get to pick what sounds fun to you. But like I said, it will probably niche down, and it would be a good idea to niche down over time and get more specific with who you're serving. That way you can make sure that like any marketing you do, your portfolio, your social media posts, all of that really speaks specifically to whoever you love to serve. That way it's easier for them to say yes to working with you because you're speaking more directly to them. So I hope that makes sense. So you really, again, really, really, really want to make sure to think about who you would love to work with and who would make you want to jump out of bed every single day to serve them and to further the mission of their business. Now, there are two different types of pricing options that you can do for your packages. The first one is hourly pricing. Now, typically, new virtual assistants will charge hourly, and then they'll keep track of their hours using a time tracking tool like Toggle, Toggl. And this is great because then you can like show your clients exactly what you were working on. You can like send them a report if you want to. However, as you get better at the services that you're offering, you're kind of doing yourself a disservice by charging hourly, because as you become faster at your job, you'll be doing more work for the same amount of money. Okay, so as you get faster, you can do more in an hour, but you're still only getting paid that rate for that hour. So, yes, it's easier to offer hourly pack pricing when you are a new virtual assistant, but what I really recommend is package pricing. So, as you get more experienced, I really think it's best to move into the package model for your services, where essentially you're still kind of charging hourly. You're still estimating like how long a project would take you when you're figuring out your pricing, but then you charge an additional fee on top of that for being skilled in that service. Now, this also has the added bonus that you no longer have to actually like track your time every single time you're working, which does get a little bit tedious. So, in order to create your package pricing, you would again start with an estimate of how long that service will take you. When you first start, this is just going to be an estimate. You may have to tweak it after you land that first client. That's totally okay. But then you're going to add an additional amount on top of that hourly rate. Okay. So, that's how you would get like the basics of your package pricing down. All right, the fourth P of becoming a virtual assistant is your portfolio. So we need to take our packages, our pricing, our services, all that, and we need to showcase them in a really clean, eye-catching design that's going to help us look more professional and stand out among the crowd. I mentioned this earlier in the workshop, but my favorite tool for this is Canva. It's a free online graphic design program. They do have a paid version, but the free version is amazing and does so many things. It does probably everything you need, okay? So in your portfolio, I've got it broken down of what you need on each page. Page one, you want to have like a paragraph about how you can serve the person that you want to work with, how you can help them. You also want to have a real brief bio about you so that they can just connect with you, learn more about you as a person. You need to have information about where they can connect with you. Excuse me. Like your email, your social media handles. Do not put your phone number here. Okay, that's another hot tip. I don't want you to list your phone number or give your phone number to potential clients or current clients because you need to be able to turn off work when you want to. If you are done working at 5 and you're hanging out with your kiddos, I don't want you to get a text from your client. Maybe they don't expect you to respond right away, but you're worried you're going to forget. And so you feel like you got to respond. Don't do it. Okay. If you use like a messaging app, like Voxer or Slack, those are kind of the two popular ones in the entrepreneur business world, then you can set the settings in your phone to like not send you notifications at certain times of the day. And then when it like starts up again, you'll get the notifications. So this is a really great way for you to make sure like you're not going to open something and then forget about it. It just won't even send them to you until the next day or whatever it is. You can shut it off for all weekend. It I just want you to be able to have the boundaries around your work and not get like too bogged down in your clients being able to reach you anytime they want. And so do not give your phone number. Okay. Also on page one, you want to have a list of your skills. So like what programs are you comfortable in, things like that. And then a professional photo. You don't need to go pay to get a headshot done, but just have your spouse or a good friend, somebody who likes you and will take a good picture of you, have them take a photo of you in front of like a blank white wall with a nice top on, maybe a little bit of makeup, and just like smiling, looking friendly. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. All right, page two is where you're going to have your package options listed, including a title for your packages, a line item list of the services, and then your pricing. You can also add like a box at the bottom of this page stating that you do offer custom packages. So if they like see a package they want, but they're like, yeah, I want that, but I also like want these things, then you could create a custom package for them. And so it's good to like have that statement there so people understand that. Page three is where you would have your testimonials and your sample work. Now, as a lot of new virtual assistants skip this page, they just don't include it. But I think even as a new virtual assistant, you can absolutely have these things. And I think it's very helpful for you to have them to get those clients. Okay. For testimonials, it doesn't have to be people you've done actual virtual assistant work for. It can be anybody that you've like worked with or for in any capacity. So it could be a coworker who likes you know, who's your friend, that will speak kindly about the way that you work, your work ethic, all of that. It can be a former boss, any of those people you could get just like a brief couple sentences from about your work ethic. Why can I not say that word today? And then sample work. Again, you can absolutely have this starting out. If you want to be a social media manager, for example, you could like create a fictitious client in your head. And you could create a couple social media graphics for that fictitious client on Canva, and then you can showcase those in your portfolio. Nobody has to know that was for a fake client, okay? And it doesn't matter. All that potential clients want to see is that you know how to do what you say you know how to do. So showcasing like those graphics or whatever it is about the service that you offer is a great idea because then you're actually showing them, like, yes, I know how to do what I am saying I can do. Okay. All right. So then page four are where you would list out your next steps and how to set up a time to chat with you and all of that. All right. The fifth P of becoming a virtual assistant is to put yourself out there. So once you have your portfolio, you are ready to go out and land those clients. Now, you're probably thinking, this sounds good and everything, Ariana, but where am I actually going to find those paying clients? I'm going to share with you my top three favorite places to find paying clients. First one, my favorite of all, where I found 90% of my clients, where so many of my students have found their clients, is business Facebook groups. There are seriously hundreds of these business or entrepreneur Facebook groups where different business owners are coming in every day and posting, looking for help in specific areas in their business. Okay. You can just like type in business Facebook group or business group at the top, like search bar of Facebook, and a ton will come up. You can join a couple, see what people are posting. And I don't want you to get overwhelmed if you join some of these groups and you see like a lot of different program names you're not familiar with, because honestly, there are like for every service you want to offer, there's probably 10 different programs that do like can do that same thing. For example, like social media management, there's like 10 different platforms you could use to schedule the content. So if somebody says like one specific program that they use, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to use that program, but you could also just go to YouTube, type in that program's name, and that program probably has like tutorial videos showing how to actually use their software. So don't get overwhelmed if you aren't familiar with those programs yet. You can absolutely figure it out. Okay, all you have to do to apply to these business Facebook group job postings is just comment and let them know you're interested. Share what you have to offer. Okay, it is that easy to apply. The second great place to find virtual assistant clients is on Instagram. This is especially true for social media managers, but even if you're not, it's a great idea to be networking on Instagram. And you can create like maybe 2 to 3 social media posts a week. You could do it on your current Instagram account if you want. You could also create an entirely new one and then just use hashtags that other business owners might be using. That way they can find you. And then also, if there's like a specific niche of client you want to work with, let's use that wedding industry client again as an example. You can go into like wedding hashtags, find businesses that are using those, and just start like connecting with them. And I don't want you cold pitching them. I'm not about that life. But just start building relationships with them. Like their posts, comment on their posts if you like something. Respond to their stories if they ask a question. Just like start getting your name visible to them with the hopes that they'll come to your profile, see the things that you offer, and they'll be like, "Yeah, I want to hire her. She's already tapped into my business. She's already engaged with what I'm doing, and I need help with this. So I'm going to go with her because I know she's already like plugged into my community." Y'all, this aunt saga, there, I don't, I'm in my husband's office. And if y'all have aunt tips, share them with me. I'm so sorry. Okay. I just like feel them crawling. I don't even know. Okay. The third category or the third place that you can find paying clients is people you know. Now, you don't have to go post on Facebook and say like, "Hey, I'm doing this." Like if you don't want your current boss to know that you're starting this side hustle or whatever, you don't have to do that, but you can. It's a great place to start. That's what I did, and I didn't want my former principal to like see my post. So, when you post something, you can actually go to the privacy settings and like make it so certain people on your friends list can't see that post. So I basically did that with like all the admin that from my teaching job when I first started this, and just hid it from them. So you can absolutely do that. Or just like reach out, like send an email to someone you've worked with before and see if they know of anybody who might need your help. Just asking it in that way of like, "Hey, you guys, I'm doing this virtual assistant thing. This is what I can help with. Do you know of anybody that might need these services?" That makes them feel a lot less like you're coming at them like, "Hey, please hire me." And instead, you're just asking like, "Hey, do you know of anybody who could use my help?" And they might say, "Yeah, I would." This is how I found my first client, and it's a great, great way for you to find your first client. Okay. So there are a lot more places that you can find virtual assistant clients, but these are probably my top three. Now, don't worry, because inside my program, I give you my exact system to find new clients with no stress, no weird sales tactics. Again, we're not going to be like cold DMing all these people, and absolutely no pressure. So getting clients is going to be faster and easier than you think. Now, I want you to imagine for a moment. And when you fill in these blanks, I want you to actually fill it in the comments. And again, you will get entries into our giveaway when you actually do this. Okay. So imagine you've quit your 9 to 5 and you're now working blank hours a week as a virtual assistant. How many hours are you working? 10, 15, 20? What is it? You are so fulfilled because you're helping your client with or do. What services are you helping them with? You can't believe you've landed this dream client because blank. What is it going to allow you to do? What's it going to change in your life? While y'all are answering this, I'm just going to take a quick drink. Make sure no more ants are crawling on me. Seriously, I don't even know. Make sure y'all can still hear me. Sorry, I just got distracted by the comments. Y'all dealing with my aunt saga with me. All right, so real quick, I just want to go over the top three new mistakes, or sorry, the top three mistakes that new virtual assistants make, because I want you to be able to avoid them, save yourself time, money, and energy. So the first one is that a lot of new virtual assistants do not understand how to pitch themselves effectively. I see it a lot in the business Facebook groups that I'm in. A lot of people will see a job post they're interested in, and they'll comment, "Hey, I'm interested. Message me." Well, that doesn't really tell your potential client how you can help them, and it makes them do the work to reach out to you when it should be the other way around. You should be like reaching out to them, giving them more info about how you can help them. So I always recommend doing a little bit of homework before you actually apply, and this only takes a couple minutes, y'all. Whoever made the post that they're looking for help, click on their profile, open it in a new tab, and then in their like little brief bio section under their profile picture, see if they have their business page listed there, see if they have their Instagram. The real holy grail is their website. If they have their website, you can open that up. Go read their about page on their website. You can also like read some Instagram posts, learn about what they offer, learn about what they do. And then when you apply and comment to apply on that job posting that they posted, then you can like speak to whatever you read about on their website, Instagram, whatever. And that shows that you are already going the extra mile. It shows that you care. A lot of these business owners, their business is their baby. They've put their sweat, blood, and tears into growing this business. And they want to know that whoever they're hiring to help them in their business is going to treat it as well as they would. Okay, so if you just put that little bit of extra time into it, that's going to help you stand out so much. All right, the next big mistake I see a lot of new virtual assistants make is that they don't get paid up front and they don't have a contract in place to protect them. We never, ever, ever, ever do work for a client unless we get paid 100% up front. Now, there are some things that like you could do a payment plan for. For example, I do website design, like I said. I take 50% of the payment for the website up front, like before I do any work. Okay. And then the remaining 50% of that package is due halfway through the project. I never want you to take payment at the end of a project because then it's easy for you to get ghosted and you'll have done that work and try to be chasing them down for money. And it's just so draining. You don't need to do that. Every single client you have should be willing to pay you upfront. Okay. No questions about it. All right, and then with your contract, you just want to have that in place, one, to like establish boundaries about like when you'll work, what's included in your services, so they don't scope creep. Scope creep is when like you're hired for like these things at this price, but then they add on like this and this and this, but they're still paying you that original price. You want to make sure that doesn't happen. So it's really good at helping you establish those boundaries. That way, if they do start to cross them, you can just kindly say, "Hey, in my contract, I stated this, and I just wanted to give you a quick reminder. If you want to add on these other services you're wanting or whatever it is, let me know, and it would be this amount." Okay. And it's also there just to legally protect you if you ever needed it. I don't think you would, but it's better safe than sorry, basically. And then the third big mistake that I see a lot of new virtual assistants make is that they're trying to do this all alone. Now, it is possible to become a virtual assistant, to DIY your business, to duct tape all the things together, to try to learn it all on your own, to figure out your services on your own, create your packages, all the pricing, all that. It's possible. But it's also overwhelming if you've never done it before. And I don't want you to hit that overwhelm and to feel like you've hit a roadblock and not be able to get past it and give up when this could have made your dreams of being home with your babies, of providing a stable income for your family while being the present mom you want to be. I don't want you to get overwhelmed and quit this before that's able to happen. Okay, so like I said, a lot of new virtual assistants, they don't have that support. They don't have that accountability. They don't have that push to keep going, and they're likely to give up. And I don't want that to be you. Okay. So again, it is possible to DIY your virtual assistant business, but you're gonna end up spending a whole heck of a lot of time. You might give up, and you're probably gonna spend way more money than you need to as well with the mistakes that you might make. Okay. Now, you do not have to make any of those mistakes. You can thank me later. Just kidding. What if I could hand you 10 steps to go from burnt out working mama to virtual assistant with clients who value you, who pay you well, who respect you, and who love working with you? This 10-step framework is for you if you wish you could stay home with your babies instead of spending three-fourths of your day stuck at your job. It's for you if you wish you could take a day off without having to ask for permission. It's for you if you wish you could afford to take that dream vacation to the beach with your husband or to Disney with your kiddos. It's for you if you wish someone would appreciate you for all that you do in your job. And it is for you if you wish your income potential was limitless. Real quick, I want you to close your eyes. Don't worry, I can't see you. Nobody else can see you. So actually do it. Close your eyes and imagine you see yourself on your couch with your laptop in hand, little babies crawling at your feet while you knock out some work for one of your clients. You feel so much happiness and excitement knowing that you're providing a second income stream or even a main income stream while spending your days watching your kiddos grow up. You get to take those dream family vacations and even pay off all of that debt. Finally. Soak that in. How does that feel? For me, that was everything I ever wanted. I know for so many of you, this is what you want, and it is absolutely possible for you. Introducing the Virtual Assistant Mama Academy. This is every single thing you need to build your virtual assistant business from the ground up. Inside VAMA, you get all the trainings, all of the templates, weekly office hours, accountability, tech tutorials, help with pricing, contract templates, and so much more. Literally everything you need to get your virtual assistant business from zero to 60, from I don't even know what the heck I'm doing to I've replaced my income and I'm home with my babies and I'm only working a maximum. Okay, cool. That kicked me out. Am I still live? 1 second, y'all. Let me make sure we're live. Okay. Still the same. Okay. We're good. I'm so sorry. That's like my worst fear is this like kicking me out in the middle. So hopefully
Still the same. Okay.
we're good. Oh, that had my heart stopping. Okay, so this is, sorry, the Virtual Assistant Mama Academy is literally everything you need to grow your virtual assistant business, to get it from I don't know what I'm doing to I replaced my income, I'm home with my babies, I'm only working a maximum of 20 hours a week, I get to take time off whenever I want. This is absolutely for you if that's your dream. Okay. Inside the Virtual Assistant Mama Academy, you will get lifetime access to the 10-module program with additional bonuses added all the time. I'm constantly adding new things whenever I learn, like something new that will help you get new clients. I'm adding more into it. Okay. In each module, there are video lessons that will help you gain clarity and give you those actionable and tactical steps to help you become a successful virtual assistant. These trainings are not like hours long. It is not going to take you, months or just like a super long time to get through. Every single training is just like bite-sized because I want you to get in, learn exactly what you need to, get back out, implement it, go spend time with those kiddos. Okay. So they're not like hours long, and I will show you that tomorrow. But yeah, just wanted to give that heads up. In the modules, there are also templates to help you with creating your portfolio. So, like I said, I recommend using Canva. I literally have a template for you in Canva where I walk you through how to customize it, and all you have to do is like switch out the colors, drop in your photo, put in your content. I walk you through how to create all of that, and bam, it's done. Okay. Also, there's a template for your contract with highlighted portions that you need to like change, like specific to you. And so you can get that done in like 10 minutes. And then pitching to jobs, I literally have a whole entire document where you can just like copy one of the pitches, customize it a little specific to you again, and then use that to apply to a position. So it makes it really, really easy for you to do all of these things that otherwise might take you forever to get together. One of my favorite things about the Virtual Assistant Mama Academy is you get access to the private student community. Okay. You get to be in the room with a whole bunch of other women who are right where you are trying to make their dreams come true. You get to learn from them, build community with them. And in that private community, that's where you get the ongoing help and support from me to answer any questions you have, to help you when you hit those roadblocks, to give you that kick in the pants if you need it. That is where you get the ongoing help and support that you need. Okay. So real quick, I just want to walk through what exactly is in the different units in VAMA. Step one is really kind of to set you up for success. So we're going to talk through mindset strategies for your new business, because you're probably going to hit what we call imposter syndrome, that feeling of, who am I to do this? Nobody's going to hire me for this. They're going to know I don't know what I'm doing. All of those thoughts, okay? I know you're going to hit them. Everybody does. It's said like 75% of people experience imposter syndrome. And it's my belief that those 25% who say they don't are just like not in tune with their feelings, because we all do it. We all deal with it. Okay. So I want you to have tools in your pocket to help you overcome those feelings and to work with them and to overcome them and to push past them. Okay. We're also going to establish your why and your vision board. That way, on those days where you are a little bit like, am I supposed to be doing this? Should I keep going? You can look back at your why and your vision board and remember who, what, and why you are doing this for. Okay. I also help you backwards design towards your goals. If you're a teacher, you're probably familiar with this term. But basically, as a teacher, we would have to like, we'd have a test that we need our students to be able to pass. And we would have to backwards design, okay, what do I need to teach my students to help them get to being able to pass that test? And in what order do I have to teach it? So we're going to do that with your income goals. Okay. A lot of people, their goal is to replace their income. So once you've established that number, I'm going to help you figure out, okay, how many clients do I need to hit that goal? What date do I want to hit that goal by? And how many clients do I need to get each month and at what price in order to hit that goal? So I help you break that down so it's a lot more attainable, rather than looking at that income goal and being like, I don't know how this is going to happen. Okay. Step number two is your business foundation. So getting your business legal, the free tools you need to get started, because I don't want you like spending a bunch of money on all these different programs. I'm going to teach you the free way to get everything going, to be able to send out contracts and all of that. I'm going to teach you how to track your income and your taxes, because I know that's really overwhelming for people. I'm going to give you a virtual assistant term breakdown so that when you go in these Facebook groups and you see these terms you don't really understand, you can have a breakdown of what they mean. And then I have a time blocking and workflows training. Time blocking is figuring out different times in your week that you'll be able to work on your business. This doesn't have to be hours and hours. The beautiful thing about the virtual assistant world is you can do things in the pockets of your day. It could be 15 minutes here, 30 minutes here, maybe an hour here. When I started, I would work in those pockets, you know, when my newborn daughter was napping. But there was also one day a week where in the evening, when my husband was done working, he was in charge of our daughter from like 5 to like 8 or 9. And I would get that consistent amount of time to work on my business. So that could be a possibility for you. That's something to consider. But I just want you to be able to like see on paper when you're going to be able to work, because otherwise it's just like it's too much to keep in your head, y'all. So if you can see on paper when you're going to be able to work, it'll give you a better roadmap of like, okay, I can actually do this. I have this much amount of time to do this. Okay. And then workflows are what you're going to do when you work. So when you have that time block that you know you're going to be sitting down to work on your virtual assistant business, I don't want you to sit down and be like, okay, but what do I do? I don't know what to focus on. I want you to have a game plan of things that you can do that are actually going to help you get more clients, get that income that you're looking for, and not be wasting time. So I help you with getting that set up as well. Step number three is we figure out your services. I help you figure out what's going to light you up. I teach you how to teach yourself new skills, how to package your services in the most like easy to understand manner, how to set your prices. I give you a whole pricing guide and I help walk you through that because I know that's a big barrier for people. And then step number four is helping you to identify who you would love to work with or your dream client. And then I teach you where to find your dream client and how to start speaking to them, speaking more of like their language, the things they struggle with, all of that, so that you don't have to do as much work finding them. They'll see like your social media posts, for example, whatever it is, and they'll be more likely to come to you. Okay. Step number five is building your brand and your portfolio. So, creating your brand so that you stand out from the crowd, learning the ins and outs of Canva, which I've mentioned a few times, building your portfolio in Canva. Again, I have that template for you. I show you exactly how to customize it, make it specific to you, how to design your branded email signature so you can stand out even more and look even more professional. Real quick, I just want to make sure we're still good in that, since we had that little bit of a crash. Virtual Assistant Model Academy is literally even more professional. Okay. All right, step number six is finding clients. So I teach you the top eight places to find clients. I teach you the art of networking. So how to start to build that relationship with people so they'll start referring people to you because they know that's the service that you offer. How to pitch yourself effectively. We go really deep on that. I teach you how to identify red flags and potential clients so you don't work with people that are not going to be that good fit for you. How to tell which jobs are scams. Unfortunately, there are some of those out there. I want to make sure you avoid those. So I teach you exactly how to do that. And then also focusing on money-making activities. I don't want you sitting down to work and doing things that aren't actually going to lead to a new client. I want you to be very intentional with your time and do things that will actually help you land that next client and get paid more. So I teach you how to do that in that video lesson. Step number seven is landing that potential client. So how to rock the interview call, which in the virtual assistant world, we call a discovery call. And that is as much your potential clients interviewing you as it is you interviewing them. You want to make sure they're going to be a good fit for what you are looking for what you have the capacity for and all of those things. So I teach you how to ask those probing questions that to help you make sure that they're going to be a good fit. And I also teach you how to like structure the call so that you come off as like more of the expert and not just like the person hoping to be hired and like more of the employee mindset. I don't want you to have that mindset because that's when you're not going to get paid as well and all that. So I teach you that. I also teach you how to send proposals to your dream clients. So a proposal is basically like your portfolio, but it's just a little bit more specific to that exact client. So like you might only send the packages that that client is interested in. You might like include their name on it somewhere. It's just like more specific to them. Excuse me. And then I also teach you the art of following up, which is a very important skill to have. A lot of people don't do follow up and they lose a lot of clients because of it, because clients are busy running their businesses. They might forget to respond to you a couple times. So if you're the one who takes that time, you know, like once a week after the discovery call to follow up, they're more likely to hire you because you took that time out of your day to check in with them. So I teach you how to do that without like being like, hey, hello, hire me. We're not doing that. Okay. Step number eight is what to do when you've landed that first client. So, how to send out your contract, how to get paid, send out that invoice, make sure you're paid up front, and how to onboard your client, which just means getting the information you're going to need from them up front before you do any of the work they hired you to do. So, any login info you might need, their brand colors, those types of things. Step number nine is probably my favorite unit in this whole program. I know it's a lot of my students' favorite program or favorite units, and it is entirely full of different trainings teaching you different virtual assistant skills. So remember back when I said I can teach you how to do different services? This is how. Okay, I've got all these trainings here for you. I've got a training on social media management. I've got a whole entire training on TikTok management specifically, organizational program management, Pinterest strategist, email marketing, podcast management, and so much more. So if there's a service that you want to offer, I've got you. Step number 10 is what to do with current clients. So, how to turn clients into raving fans, getting new clients from old clients. So, getting those like referrals from people. And then, if you ever need to, I teach you how to end your relationship with the client respectfully, professionally, so you don't burn any bridges. Now, I know that was a lot. I just want to share with you what some of the Virtual Assistant Mama Academy students are saying. Andrea said, Ariana's program was better and more than I could have possibly imagined. VAMA, which she adds more to constantly, gave me all the tools to get started, learn what I needed to do, and what to do once I landed clients. This is not a sign up and you're on your own program. Ariana challenged me, supported me, and has literally helped land me the most amazing clients. She answers questions so quickly, and here we are almost a year later. And while I need less support, I still have access to her program. She still answers any questions I have and is still my go-to. Amber said, Ariana's program has truly been a life-changing experience for me. With the flexibility to work through it on my own time, I gained all the knowledge and skills I needed to launch a thriving virtual assistant business. Ariana's unwavering support and willingness to answer my questions and brainstorm ideas with me has been invaluable on my journey. Thanks to VAMA, I was able to transform from a burnout teacher to a successful virtual assistant in less than a year. I highly recommend this program to anyone who is even remotely considering becoming a virtual assistant. Trust me, you won't regret it. Just a couple screenshots from our student community. One said, I just left my teaching position to become a full-time VA. A lot of emotions, but mostly hope and excitement for the future. Next one says, about to sign my biggest client to date, which will replace my teaching income. I have some thinking to do. And then the next one says, I want to celebrate with y'all. I put in my resignation at school this week. I will be done in March. And at this point, I am booked out. Thank you, Ariana, for the mentorship and for always being in my corner. And above all, showing me it's possible. It is possible. It's possible for you. You just have to have a little bit of faith, and you can have this too. I have a couple bonuses for you guys that when you join this program this week, you get access to. Bonus number one is you're going to save money. So you will be able to save $100 off of the Virtual Assistant Mama Academy. And that discount is like already applied. There's no coupon code you have to enter. It's already taken off for you. When you join, you also get access right then. Okay. So you can start working through this on your own time, whether you want to start right away or you want to start like a couple weeks or months from now. I recommend joining now because this is when you're going to get the discount. Okay. Bonus number two is the Wow What a Website template and video tutorial series to help you look even more professional for your dream clients. So, as a new virtual assistant, a portfolio is great. It's really all you need. Unless you want to offer website design as a service, then I would recommend having a website starting out. But as you grow your business and you want to look more professional, you might want a website. And instead of having to outsource and like spend money on that, this tutorial and the template will walk you through how to set up your own website and customize it for exactly what you need in as little time as possible. So you get that bonus. And then, bonus number three is the Land Your First Client Challenge. So, with this challenge, you get the accountability that you need to land that first client and make back your investment into the program ASAP. Now, everything in this program, all of the resources, all the support you get, just everything in it is worth over $6,500. Okay. All the time and energy that's gone into me grow like building this thing over the last like years, that's how much it's worth. Okay. But right now, you can get it for either one payment of $497 with that discount. Okay. Or you can pay $57 today and then three remaining monthly payments of $157 if it's easier for you to like break that up. And this works out well because if you do that one payment at 57 and then you land your first client in that month, you're already like being able like that client will most likely already be able to help you make those future payments, okay? So, I have those options for you guys just to make it more doable for everybody. And I just really encourage you to take advantage and to join while I have all these bonuses for you, while you can save that $100, you get those extra bonuses. This is your chance, okay? Now, I know you probably might still have questions. I want you to feel comfortable reaching out to me. Send me a message if you have questions. If your spouse has questions, send me an email, DM me on Instagram, Facebook, wherever. I'm here to answer your questions and to help you see if this is a good fit for you. But I also want to let you know that I have a podcast and I've probably answered a lot of your big questions. So if you're wondering how long it will take you to be able to quit your 9 to 5 for good, episode 147 of the Virtual Assistant Mama podcast will answer that question for you. Okay. And you can find the Virtual Assistant Mama podcast on any podcast platform, Apple, Spotify, wherever. If you're worried about getting your spouse on board, because he might think like, I don't even know what this is. I understand because my spouse is the same way. And I actually have an episode where I interviewed my spouse, my husband, about like what he was thinking when I first said I wanted to become a virtual assistant and like how you can, speak like have that conversation with your husband so that he's not just like, what are you talking about? Okay. So that's episode 149. And then I know the biggest question I get is what about insurance and benefits? That's like a whole thing in itself. So episode 152, I break that down for you and make it a lot more easy to understand how that works in the virtual assistant world. Okay, there are seriously over 300 episodes on the podcast, all there for you for free to help you. So if you have questions, you can absolutely use that as a resource as well. All right, y'all, it is time to say yes. It's time to ditch your 9 to 5 for good. Go to virtualassistantmama.com. I'll drop that link as soon as I get off this train or this workshop in the comments. It's easy for y'all, but go there, get your bonuses before they're gone. Just a reminder, this offer includes your 10-step self-paced program that you get to do on your own time as many times as you want. You always have access to it. You get the video lessons and workbooks in each unit. You get templates for your portfolio, contract, pitching to jobs, more bonuses added over time, weekly office hours where you get your questions answered, the private student community to build those relationships with other people just like you, and also get that added accountability from me, and the Land Your First Client Challenge to help you make back your investment ASAP. Y'all, all you have to do is have a little bit of faith that this is possible for you. When I stopped trying to control everything and said, God, if this is what you want me to do, if this is where you're pushing me, I'm here. I know you put this dream on my heart for a reason. I'm ready. That was when everything changed for me. Now, for those of you who are open to it and like are also Christian, like I am, my Christianity, my faith, my love for God is such a huge part of my story. I feel like he's the one who told me about this on the day I went into labor. I would not have found this. It was just like, it was such God timing. Okay. So I just want to encourage you to follow the dreams that he's placed on your heart, to take that step of faith, even if you're scared, and to do it scared and to do it anyway. So if you're open to it, I would love to pray us out. And yeah, if you guys have any questions, I'm here for you. Let's just go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing these women together today, just for allowing me to pour into them and to show them what could be possible for them if they just take that leap and to trust in you. And I just pray that you would help them to know that they don't have to have the whole roadmap. They don't have to understand every single aspect. They just have to be willing to take that step of faith and to know that you will uncover each ne next step for them as needed. God, I just pray that if they are ready to take this step, that you would open that door for them and to make it possible for them to help them to find the money to help them to sorry, to help them to maybe like sell something they don't need anymore or whatever it is, to just make this possible so that they can make their dreams come true as well. And I would just be so honored to support them in this journey and to help them in whatever way I can. God, again, I just thank you so much for bringing us all together, for allowing us to open our hearts to the possibilities that you've placed on our hearts. We know that any dream on our heart was not just placed there to tease us. It was placed there for a reason, and it's probably a calling from you. So I just pray that each and every one of these women listening would take that step, go forward, and do the thing that scares them, but that could actually allow them to have the life you've designed for them. Father, we love you so incredibly much. In your name, amen. All right, y'all. Thank you so much again for tuning into the workshop, for dealing with my aunt saga and the like where we went cut out in the middle. Thank you for dealing with that. So, if you have any questions, please again, just feel free to reach out to me. I will tell you if I don't think this is a good fit. I don't want you investing in something that's not a good fit for you. So I will be honest. But if you are ready, I would be so excited to support you. Can't wait to see you in the Virtual Assistant Mama Academy. Grab your bonuses. Can't wait to see you there. All right, y'all. Have a great night.